Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Shkalim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Aaron Solomon, Le'iloi Nishmas Rabbi Cheskel ben Rabbi Yisrael.
Maseches Shkalim, Daf Tes. There are several different inyanim discussed on this daf, and we'll try to discuss each of them as much as time allows. The Gemara on Amar Aleph brings down a machloikis tanoim about dam nevela, the blood of a nevela, if it's metame with a tumas nevela, and it brings down two opinions of the tanoim, which be'emes these are different mishnayos and mesechta idios. The Mishnah Mesechta Idios Daf Ches Perik Ches Mishnah Aleph brings on the sheet of Rabbi Shua ben Besayer quoted in the Gemara here that says that the dam nevelos is toher, so that the dam does not have any tumas nevelo. The Gemara here also brings on a different sheet, which is that of Rabbi Yehuda, which is also an idios earlier in the Perik Hey Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda held, as the Meforshim here bring down the Mishnah there, that Rabbi Yehuda held that dam nevelo is actually kulei beis shammai and churim beis hillel, that Beis Shammai is Metarin and Beis Hill Metamin. And if we, of course, pass away Beis Hill, so comes that Rabbi Yehuda's primary sheet will be that Dam Nevela is Tamei, like he quotes from Beis Hill. The Meforshim here bring down the Sugya Mesechta Shabbos Daf Ayin Zayin in the Bavli, where the Mesechta Bavli and Mesechta Shabbos explains that when Beis Hill, according to Rabbi Yehuda, was Metamei, the Dam Nevela, that was by a Dam, but Sheyesh by Revius. We're talking that there was a Revius of Dam. Why is the Shear that's Metamei, a shear of Avias, hoyel that the Bavli speaks out for Yochel Likroish Vela'amoid Alkazayas. That's the lashon of the Bavli, that it could congeal and become the shear of a kezias. In other words, the amount of liquid measure of revius, if it congeals, is the shear of a kezias. And kezias is the shear, that's metame tumas nevela. And that's why, according to Rabbi Yehuda's Beis Hill, the dam nevela is metame berevius, because it's yochel likroish v'lamoid al kezias. The emes is that this svara of yochel likroish and become a kezias of dry measure is mentioned earlier by us in the Yushalmi and our daf, in a different context, when it's talking about the shear hoitzah, the shear that's mechayev you for carrying on Shabbos of dried up wine, and the Yushalmi Be'os brings Tony Abraisa that yovesh, it's a yain yovesh, that's yain that's dried up, that's bekezayis, the shear for that's choshev and chayev for carrying out on Shabbos is bekezayis according to Rabbi Nosson. And the Gemara still sue, the Gemara draws a parallel by us in the Yushalmi between this Rabbi Nosson that's on the dried wine, the yachayev for a shear of kezayis that you carried it out on Shabbos, and that's tzugish dealt is drawn a parallel with the sheet of Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon says that Yechayef carried out wine with a shear of Revius. So why are these the same shear? Kezias and by the dry wine and Revius by the liquid wine. So the Yerushalmi speaks out because Reb Nosson says Revius, because Lachshin Yikroish v'yehei b'kezias. It could dry out, congeal, and become the shear of a kezias. So you see the same thing by wine. You have this concept of the revius of liquid measure having the chshivas of the kezias, because if it will congeal, it will become a shear of a kezias. And that's by Hitzah and Shabbos. The Yerushalmi earlier uses that idea. The chshivas of wine is bekezias, according to Rabbi Nosson, and Rabbi Shimon is the same sheet. That's what he holds, the liquid wine is revius. And the same is later on when the Yerushalmi brings down the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who quotes Beis Hill and Idias, that Dam Nevela is Metame, and he's Metame is Berevius, and the reason is given in the Bavli in Shabbos Ayin Zayin, because that's the shear which, if it congeals, the dam will congeal, it becomes a kezias, and therefore Tumas Nevela is bekezias. Now, Bemez, the truth is, the whole thing is mystifying. You know, if you know the little bit about the Shiurim, a kezias is only one third of a Revius. And the truth is that that's the way it is if you think about it in all the measurements they give today. A kezias is about one fluid ounce, and a Revius is in the vicinity of 3 fluid ounces. A kezias is about a third of a revius. The same way it's al pi cheshbon of Chazal is the same thing, if you know the cheshbonis, because there's 4 revius in an alug, and a kebetza is 6 kebetzas in a lug, which comes out at al pi cheshbon that a kebetza is 2/3 of a revius. A kezias is, let's say, half a kebetza, so a kezias is 1/3 of a revius. That's the way the cheshbon is. And it's very, very strange, or it seems to be very strange, that when revius of wine, a revius of blood, later in the sugya, when these things dry dry up, that they turn into a gezayis, which means basically that the dried up shear is one third of the liquid shear. It's quite a bit smaller. The MS says that the Betshuva's Binyan Tzion discusses this in the context of dam. He's not talking about yayin, but he discusses it about dam, and he brings down this svara that the Gemara says in Shabbos Ayin Zayin, that the dam of Nevelo is metameh b'reviyas, because if it congeals, it becomes the shear of a gezayis. So he makes the straightforward point that we're not just talking about solidifying the liquid, but we're talking about that the water content evaporates and leaves the more solid substance that's diluted within the water content of liquid dam. So in other words, when the dam congeals, it's not dam that we're solidifying the liquid, it's not like freezing it or something, but rather the liquid content, the water content will go away and become evaporated into the air, and whatever is dried up is the residue of the solid substance that was contained within. So he says that that's why by the dam, the amount of the solid that's contained within the liquid portion, that amount is kazayas, and when the liquid portion, the water portion evaporates, you end up with the shear of a kazayas. The Binyan Tzion doesn't go on the Yerushalmi by us, and the truth is, it's a little bit modna, that the exact same physical scientific metzias is going to be true by wine and going to be true by dam. You would think that maybe the ratio of water to the other substances is different by wine and by dam. Why should it be the same thing, you know? But apparently, that's what you have to say. And both by yayin and by the dam, the metzias is that the water evaporates, when the water content evaporates, the residue, the solid substances that's left, is going to be a kazayis, much, much less. It's one third of the original, both by the case of the yayin and by the case of the dam. And that's what comes out of the Shvus Binyan Tzion and Sinan Mem Tes. We'll come back to this Binyan Tzion and Mitzvah Shem presently, but for now it's worth noting that the Tosfos Yontif in Masechta Idiyos over there in Periches Mishnah Aleph discusses the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, quotes Beis Hillel, that Dam Nevelos Matami Revius, because it's Yachal Likrish, it can congeal and become a Kazayis. And the Tosfos Yontif over there has a discussion of the basic question, do we really care? And, you know, is that really the litmus test, the fact that it could congeal and become a Kazayis? And the truth is, the Tosfos Yontif doesn't spell the question out, like we just have in the Binyan Tzion, the image is that when it congeals, it's losing all the water content. So it's really a kazayis much less than revius. And it is really a very big chiddush, what the Gemara seems to say over here in various contexts. He's talking about the dam context, you know, that the shear of dam neveil b'revius, because it could congeal and become a kazayis. Good, but when it congeals, it's actually much smaller because it lost a good deal of the substance. The whole original water content is gone. So it's surprising that the Yochel Likroish, the Lamed al kazayis, should really be the guideline. And the Tosfos Yontif over there brings in an important between Tosfos and Menachas of Kuvdalid, and the Ravid and his parish in the Mishnayos and Masechta Idiyos. The Ravid has a parish in the Mishnayos. It's printed in the standard Vilna Shas on the side of the Mishnayos Idiyos. So he brings down the Tosfos Yontif. The Tosfos and Menachas Kuvdalid understands that this svara of Yochel Likroish by the Dam is Mamash svara deraisa. Tosfos over there is working over there. Tosfos Matazich, and he understands in the end of that Tosfos and Menachas Kuvdalid and Aleph that the idea that Dam Neveilo is Metam. It's not Bosser, you know, it's Dam, it's L'chayr, it's a Chiddush altogether, that Ishim Metame with Tumas Neveilo, Ishav Adin of Tumas Neveilo. So Tosfos comes out, you have to say that there's Shum Riboy, there's Epis of Riboy somewhere, some Riboy Hakra, Maminish Mene Dam Neveilo Metame. That's what Tosfos says, there's got to be some Riboy there, it's not just Bosser Neveilo, it's Metame, but also the Dam. But once I have the Riboy, Tosfos says, Misvora Mukam Riboy Riboy is because Yochel Likrish and become a Gazayas. In other words, that once I have the Gazayas Akosa Dam Neveilo Metame, I'll assume that it's got to be metame in some manner that would make it somewhat similar to a basar, which the shear over there is bekazayas, and dam is after all a liquid, it's a whole different thing. So I say that probably the shear is the revius of liquid, because the revius, when it congeals and solidifies, it becomes a kazayas, so that's how we understand this riboy hakro to be understood, that the shear is going to be revius for this reason. So according to Tosfos, it's clear that the holding of Tumas Dam Nevela, according to Rabbi Yehuda's Beis Hillel, is mamish a deraisa, and we understand, we on Mismora, that the Eraisa kicks in at the Shear of Revius, it's Metamei Tumas Neveil. However, the Tosfos Yontif brings down that the Ravid in the Perish of Ashnais and beginning of Perikei, which is where the Yehuda says his din, that the Dam Neveil is Metamei B'Revius, the Ravid says over there that the whole thing is Exer D'Abonon. The Gozru Olo Mishum Kazayas Neveil. That's the Ravid's Mechadish. In other words, Avad the Dam is only Dam, it's not meat. And why should I say that Dam Neveil should have a Tumas Eraisa altogether of Neveil? Nor Chazal will go there in order to ensure that the din Eraisa of Tumas Shemas Nevela of Bosa Nevela, because Ayas is in kiss kept by the Eden, so therefore Chazal will also go either a safeguard to say that the Dam Nevela is also Matame, and since it is a safeguard, so therefore they were going there the amount of Dam that when it does solidify, it will be somewhat similar in appearance and size and volume to the Kazayas Basa Nevela. So in other words, the Dam Nevela, the concern would be more when it solidifies, looks a little more like Basa, and at that point it would be a Kazayas. So how much liquid does it take? In other words, the original Dam, the original liquid state of the Dam, that I should end up with this Chashash Derabon that will be similar and confusable. When it does become Yavesh, the Dam, and looks similar to Basa, Yavesh, because I ask, so I say that the Dam is a sheer Revius, and that's the amount that when it does solidify, congeal, it will become a Kazayas and be confused. So, according to the Rav, this is a Svara in the Rabbanon, and Chazal uses this Svara to say that because of that, the Rabbanon will be geyser on that amount of Dam, Otu, to give it a Din Tumah, the Rabbanon, Otu, the case of Tumah Deraisa, of Bosa Nevela, Kazayas. With this, let's come back to the Binyan Tzion that we mentioned before in Siman Mem Tes. Now, as you may be aware, the Tshuvas Binyan Tzion is the Tshuvas Sefer of Rabbi Yankov Yukov Ettlinger. He was the Mechaber, let's say, one of the great German Rabbonim of the late 19th century, and he also wrote the same, he was the same author, wrote the Sefer Orach Ner HaShas. The Orach Ner in Yevamos Tav Kuf Yudal and Beis and the Binyan Tzion right over there in Siman Mem Tes both have a similar discussion that they deal with a big, big stira in Sugyas and Shas. And they try to be miyashev the steer, they're suggesting miyashev the steer with this four of Yochel Likroish, the Lamed al Bekazayas. In other words, that they go on a big problem, because the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Yudal Damid Beis says that the sheer dam to be chayev on it, if you consume it, that the dam gets chorus and etc. So the sheer that you chayev on is berevius. Or revius of dam, you eat it and you chayev. So the problem with that Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Yudal is that the Gemara elsewhere in Krisos Daf Chof Beis says beferish at the shear of dam that you chayev korason is bekazayas. In Masechta Yevamos it says berevius. In Masechta Krisos Daf Chof Beis it says that the shear is bekazayas. And the Erchaner Matasachalat he tries to figure out what could possibly be the answer, and he suggests that maybe you could say that one is talking about Yovesh and one is talking about Lach, and they really ultimately boil down to the same thing. In other words, I could suggest that if it's congealed blood and I'm consuming it, and the shear is bekazayas, and that's chat in the Gemara in Masechta Krisos. If it's liquid blood, there the shear is going to be berevius, like it says in Masechta Yevamos. So why should there be two shear? Because they're really the same shear. This svara that we have in the Yerushalmi here, he doesn't quote the Yerushalmi here, but he quotes the Bavli in Shabbos Ayin Zayin that we just quoted about the Dam, where we find the Chazal say that the shear amount to the same thing, because the liquid shear of revius, if it does congeal, it becomes a kazayas. So melo kum techois, that they're really the same shear. And that's why the steer is miyush. It's because one is talking about the dry blood and one is the liquid. This is the Yochanan's suggestion. The Maisi falls off it. He says it's not mashal that in the Poiskim and in the Sugyas. He doesn't like it so much. But the Machne Ephraim, actually, who lived before the Yochanan, says his exact teretz and stays with it. The Machne Ephraim is in the Chedushim and Rambam in the Macholos Asuris Perik, Vavad the Halacha Aleph. And right over there, the Machne Ephraim over there, Mamish asks the same steer, and he asks the steer a question on the Rambam that comes out of problem. Here it seems to be the Shir Dam to Chai of Chorus and Mal. Is Bekazayas, and elsewhere it seems that it's Berevius, and he goes to the problem, and he actually says this teretz that if it's the dam that's korosh and it's congealed, then the shear is Kazayas. If it's liquid, the shear is Berevius, because the two shear amount to the same thing. I just want to point out that it's very possible that this possibility, this idea, this teretz, really depends on the machloikas lishenim of the Taisis Yontif. Because according to the Taisis Yontif, it's really machloikas Taisis and Raivid about whether this four of Yochel Likra Shalom al Kazayas is really intrinsic in a Mamasha Sforah deraisa with the Gate of Tumah. In other words, do I say that if Mamasha Din deraisa, which is Taisis Shitim and Achaz Koftalot, there's a Tumah of Dam Nevela is Berevius. Usually Tumah's Nevela is Bekazayas. But Dam Nevela Berevius, why? Because it's a Din deraisa. The way Taisa understands it, that the fact that that could congeal that dam and become a kazayas, so therefore the chshivas for tumah is by dam nevela is berevius. So it's when your mamash had this far on the Torah level, according to Taisa. According to the Ravid, however, it seems like the Taisa Yontif quotes, it seems from the Ravid that that's just a far in the Rabbanon, why Chazal will go there on tumah in the share of revius, because it will look like a kazayas of bosa when it does congeal, so that's where the going to revius. So the idea that I'm going to use this for a mamash on the Torah level to mamash equate, let's say the way the Machan Ephraim is learning up that by the chiyuv of dam, forget about dam the veil, some regular dam, you eat it and you have a chiyuv of chorus, and the chiyuv in one place the Gemara says kezayis, one place the Gemara says brevius, and we'll say, well, it's the same thing, one's liquid dam, one's solid dam. That really is something which has perhaps a mocker according to Tosis, that Mamish does equate these liquid and solid shiurim respectively when he gets a tum onto the raisa level. According to the Raivin, he apparently wasn't satisfied with that, and he just said it's by dam the veil, it would be a seba for exeida abana, but not the two are really identical. So now, earlier in the Gemara by Yos, it does equate them with regard to Shabbos, which is a Shailah of Hitzon, Shabbos, and Yichayef Chattas. But there, all that shows really is a question of Chashivas. You know, Rvias of Yayin, liquid Yayin is Choshev according to some, Rav Shimon, and according by Nosson says, Kazayas of dried wine is Choshev. This is a Shailah of Chashivas, you know, how much is Choshev, and I do equate the liquid Rvias with the solid Kazayas. However, in terms of Mamash Mechayev, you were saying that the Mishpatei HaTorah should reckon and work with this equation, which is what the Machan Ephraim is suggesting in terms of Chiyuv Koros Fadam, to equate the solid Gezayas with the liquid Revias. That's something which really only works past as according to Tosis, that does actually make that equation on the Torah level B'negeya to Dam Nevela. That's Metamia Dereisa B'Revias, because that's the amount that will become a Gezayas if it were congealed. Okay, let's go to the next inyan we have later in the Yomud, that the Yerushalmi brings down, that the person who was toireim the lishka, he would walk into the lishka to do the truma, and they would be medambin hoyu imoy mishosho nichnas atshosho yoytse, that they would talk with him from the time he would walk in until the time they would walk out. Why? So the Yerushalmi gets into this thing, we didn't want to have any chashad whatsoever, that's why he couldn't have any pockets or the like in his garments when he went in, shouldn't be any chashad that he's stealing any money from himself. So likewise, that we have this concern, apparently, that he might put some coins in his mouth, so they would keep talking with him, and that way they could hear him talking, so they would not have a chashash that he has coins in the mouth. In fact, the Yerushalmi v'imali pumei moi, which according to most meforishim, the kasha of the Yerushalmi is let's make him fill his mouth with water, and he'll go in with the mouth filled with water. Have the mouth filled with water the whole time. We'll come out. We'll see the mouth is vaita filled with the water, and that way we wouldn't have any chashash either. You'll know the mouth is filled with water, so he couldn't have stuck any coins in. So that would take away the chashash. And on that, the Yerushalmi answers on Rav Tachuma. What is this bracha? B'nei ha-bracha. So again, according to many meforshim and Yerushalmi, what this means is that the bracha in question is a brachas ha-mitzvah. Like we'll talk a little about that. The Meiri speaks out clearly, and other meforshim follow with this idea that the person is termed the Trumas HaLishka, it's a mitzvah like other mitzvahs, and you have to make a bracha. The bracha to do the Trumas HaLishka, because it's a mitzvah. So you make a brachas ha-mitzvah, so how could you possibly have your mouth filled up with water? And the meforshim speak out that he couldn't make the bracha when he's all the way out there before he fills the mouth, because it's a hefsek, it's not appropriate to make mastic like that. So therefore, he has to make the bracha when he's inside there, when he can't possibly have his mouth filled up with water. That's why they have to keep on talking with him instead. Okay, so you see, according to the from this Yerushalmi, the way the Meiri learns it and followed by some Achrayim, that you see that there's a concept of a birchas mitzvah which is made on the Trumas HaLishka because it is a mitzvah. Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Shekel HaKodesh in Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Vov and the Tzion Halacha Kuf Ches, Reb Chaim Kanievsky over there writes like this. He says that really not all Rishonim learned the Gemara this way. And he brings down that Rabbeinu Meshulam learned the Gemara differently. And according to Rabbeinu Meshulam's Pshat, there's no marker whatsoever for the idea that you make a Birchat HaMitzvah on the Trumas HaLishka, because Rabbeinu Meshulam didn't learn that's talking about that. So he says that you could suggest that that's why the Rambam is totally Meshamet in the Yad, any mention of making Birchat HaMitzvah on Trumas HaLishka, even though in other places in the Yad, the Rambam is in the habit of mentioning that you make brachas in this or that context. Here, it's totally left out. I had some affairs you shall me, like you have here. So, Chaim Kanievsky suggests that Rambam could have learned like some other Rishonim, like Rabbeinu Meshulam, perhaps, and according to that, he wouldn't have no mocker. And maybe it's Enchanami, Rambam Taka held that there's no brachas on mitzvahs. Now, Rabbeinu Meshulam's pshat is somewhat mechudishtik. This pshat, Rabbeinu Meshulam learns the Yushalmi differently. According to his pshat, the whole girsa is different. Instead of saying moyi, which means water, let him fill his mouth with water, the girsa in Yushalmi is mai. Mai is like isvos. You know, what is it already? And according to the way Meshulam explains this thing, which is one of the Rishonim, he understands that the question was, you're so worried that you make keep talking with him and talking with him. Mai, what's the big concern? Why don't you just walk in with him and you'll see with your own eyes? You'll look at him and you'll keep track of him and make sure that he doesn't take anything for himself. Why do you have to dafki? You're staying outside and then you're having a whole complicated thing. Mai, that's his gear. So not moyi, water, but mai, what's the problem? Just walk in. And the Yerushalmi
answer, Mitnei Abracha, which Ibn Mishulam understands to mean, the Mitnei Abracha means that the concern is that you'll cast an ayin hara on him. You're glaring at him the whole time, and you're looking at him with the evil eye, with the chashad eye, you're being choish at him constantly as you can't keep on looking at him like that. So therefore, there will be a lack of bracha because of the ayin hara that you're placing upon him. That's called Mitnei Abracha. It won't be a bircha shamayim on such a person. He'll lose the bracha from shamayim altogether in his life because of the ayin hara you're putting on him. A very interesting pshat. So that's why you can't go in with him and keep on looking and looking at him. You have to stay outside and come up with some kind of a tactic, a trick to work out that you could ensure he won't put anything in his mouth or anything, and that's why you have to keep talking to him. Obviously, the fifth shot is not talking about the Bircha Mitzvah at all. And Meila, this is Chaim Kanievsky suggesting that the Rambam went with this, or some similar Mahalach, and therefore did not have any marker for any Bircha Mitzvah over here. Which the emphasis is, that leads to a question about whether this is an appropriate time for a Bircha Mitzvah. So Chaim Kanievsky's suggestion in the Sheret scene on the bottom is that it might be Machlech Vishainim, depending on how you learn the Gemara, and the Rambam didn't hold it the Bircha Mitzvah. So in the Bir Halacha there on the side of the page, Reb Chaim Kanievsky himself in the Shekel HaKodesh has done a little bit on this, and he clears a very basic, interesting question about Trumas HaLishka. He says, it's true the Chazal instituted that you make a special Truma on the Lishka. In other words, the Lishka is full of these Shekel coins, and the person goes in an X number of times a year, like we'll talk a little about later on, and he goes and he takes the money from the Lishka, and that's the Trumas HaLishka, and the Kabbarnas come from the Trumas HaLishka coin. But then it's on the Deraisa levels, like Reb Chaim Kanievsky, before Chazal made this Takana, or if it's a Darana. Is there a real need to do that? On the Torah level, can you just maybe each day, reach in and stick your hand in and take a few coins and use those coins? Is there any real need for a trumot, for a meiser haroma, trumas halishka, which separates out the coins from into the kupois coins, which are going to go to the carbon tzibur, and the rest of the kshirayim coins, which are not going to go to the carbon tzibur, like we'll talk about later on? Is there a real need on the reisa level for this thing? Chaim Kanievsky is really ganz specific about it. He's very unsure about this point. He says it might, because really, he says it's not clear that there's any clear source for the trumas halishka idea. It might be a takonas chazal. But he says, even if it is a takana, it might be that you make a darabanan on it. In other words, even if it is a darabanan, you might be able to defend those who learn, like the Meiri and the others, that learn that there is a bracha, but it's a mitzvah, because you do find a bracha mitzvah darabanan. Presumably, this would be a mitzvah darabanan, the Trumas HaLishka. It's part of the mitzvah of Machta Shekel, Chazal Moisif, a new step of the mitzvah of Trumas HaLishka. And therefore, Chazal made it a mitzvah. Even if it's darabanan, you could still say, like the Meiri, and defend the idea that you make a bracha mitzvah. Or maybe it's a lachamish v'sinai. That's what he'll suggest. But he brings a third thing that actually very interesting. He means that the Rash Cirilio at the very, very beginning of the Perek, he wants to, of the Masechta, he wants to discuss this Rash Cirilio a little bit in his Hakdama Tishkalam. So the Rash Cirilio actually assumes as a given that there's a derais amamash a pasik for Shemat Halishka, because he learns up that the pasik says, we had this pasik in the beginning of the Masechta, Zois Oilos Chodesh B'Chodesh L'Chodesh Hashanah, so Chodesh L'Chodesh Hashanah, 1 month for all the months in the year. Chodesh L'Chodesh Hashanah, and that's for the purpose of Oilos, Oilos Chodesh B'Chodesh. So he learns up that it means he should make a truma at the beginning of the year for the whole year. In other words, a chodshoy, the act of nissen, is the act of trumas halishka, which prepares you with the coins for the purpose of all the chodshoy hashon of the whole year. And then meila, this idea of the 1 month prepares you for all the months by making trumas halishka at the beginning, and that is, according to the Rash Cirilio, actually a mocker and a pasik. Chodshoy l'chodshoy hashon, a mocker and a pasik, they make the trumas halishka. Of course, you have to speak out, by the way, according to the Rash Cirilio, that even though the pasik mentions this idea of doing it once for the chodshoy hashon, apparently that doesn't mean that they could pay the dafka once, because even according to him, it's muchach that Chazal instituted that it was three times. So that would have to be a tekanas Chazal, because there's no takeret. The pasuk seems to say you do it once. Chodshay l'chodshay hashana, once, he said, the beginning of the year for the whole year, nissen for the whole year. For whatever reason, Chazal didn't work with that. Chazal wanted maybe pashtus, because I wanted the later on coins to also have a korban tzibur come from them, like we'll have in the Mishnah later on, and we'll discuss. That the different later coins there from them was Huram, the Trumas HaLishka of Shavuos, and the different later coins after that, from there came the Trumas HaLishka of Sukkos, because the different coins took a lot of time to come. So, whatever it is, Chazal instituted three times the Trumas HaLishka, presumably that's no kpeda on that, but the mocker, Hakra, according to the Rash Cirilio, in the beginning of the Masechta, is from the idea of one time for the whole year. Chodshay, the Chodshay, so that's the Raisa, according to that, and the Drasha, according to the Rash Cirilio, of Trumas HaLishka, and then if we move on, Chaim Kanievsky says, according to him, well, you do make a bracha and a birchas mitzvahs. Chaim Kanievsky's maskana is that it is a machlokes v'shainim, and there is a mere opinion of the Rambam. He suggests that also there's no birchas mitzvahs on the Trumas HaLishka. The emes is that this kler, the shaila of the Rash Cirilio, of Chaim Kanievsky in the Shekel HaKodesh, about whether the Trumas HaLishka component is mamash a deraisa, you must do a Trumas HaLishka, or it's just a takonas chazal to do it that way, but the deraisa level, you could just grab a few coins each day. That this shaila really is already discussed early in the Shuvah Chacham Tzvi. In Siman Kuf Chaf Aleph, we have a tshuva on this sugya. Chacham Tzvi over there in Siman Kuf Chaf Aleph brings down, he discusses that with Gemara, and he brings down from the Yifei Mare, which was one of the Gedolei Meforshim on Yerushalmi, and the Yifei Mare understands what it means. The Yerushalmi says, why don't he fill up his mouth with water, and his mouth is filled with water, and there won't be a chashad, he's putting in coins. The Yerushalmi answers, Mipnei HaBrocha, because of the Brocha. According to the Yifei Mare, the Mipnei HaBrocha really means because maybe he'll swallow some of that water. His mouth is filled up with water. And while he's inside it, he might swallow some water. He swallows the water, he'll end up drinking the water without a bracha of shahakal. According to the Yifei Mare, the word Mipnei HaBrocha, the Yerushalmi, goes in the bracha of shahakal in the Dvar. It has nothing to do with the Berachas HaMitzvahs, which is discussed by other Meforshim like the Meiri. According to Yifei Mare, we can't tell him what he's supposed to keep his mouth filled with water the whole time. It's going to take several minutes in there to do the whole thing. And it's going to end up during that time. Maybe he'll drink some water and swallow some water and not have made a shahakal. And that's what it means, Mipnei HaBrocha. So Chacham Tzvi strongly disagrees with this pshat. Because he says, first of all, if you're really so worried about the bracha of Brichas Hanen and Shakal Nim Dvorah, he feels that you should be able to make a bracha beforehand, before you walk in. And that bracha that you make should be able to cover the, you make a bracha on some other shakal food, and then you walk in afterwards, and that bracha will cover the shakal of any water that you may happen to swallow on the way in. So what's the problem? And then it says, on this point, you really have to be down a little bit in Chashin Makam, because the shakal is something which, if you change cheder l'cheder, so according to the halachas over there in the Shulchan Aruch, it's pashtus, you have to make a new bracha. So it's a little tricky to understand exactly if this kash is that shver, the idea that you should make a bracha before you go in, and the different shakal food. Kuponim, that's what the Chacham Tzvi one hasaga, but the other, which is a much starker, a very big kasha pashtus, is that he says that all of them fame out doesn't work out. Because even if a person would end up drinking a little bit of that water, there will be no din of bracha of shakal nivvori on that. Why? Because as you may be aware, it's mevura at the end of the sixth parak of brachas in the Bavli, that water is different from everything else. From all the liquids and foods, everything else, if you end up consuming it, you have to make a bracha on it. But water, the Gemara is mevur over there, because the water doesn't have the chshivas of a regular drink or a food. And the water, if the only reason the person drinking the water is because something is stuck in his throat, it's called chanakte umtsa, something is stuck in his throat and just trying to dislodge it from your throat, the water is washing it down. So if it is water, then the halacha is you would not make a bracha shakal. And that's the halacha lemaisa, that's how you paskin, like this thing. If you did water to wash down pills, etc., there's no bracha shakal. So the Chacham Tzvi says that the Yesoid HaDvorim, the fundamental idea there is that unless you drink the water lahanosai to get pleasure, there is no din of shakal. So over here, the guy is swallowing a little bit more than it's in his throat. He swallows some water. It's not a sieve for a bracha. It's similar to chanakti umtza. It's like the wash something down. And Meila, he feels strongly, which is a strong question on the Yifei Mara, that it's not a concern for Birchas Shakal at all. It won't be a chi of shakal, because the only reason why he's swallowing the water is because it happens to be in the throat and he couldn't avoid it. So Chacham Tzvi comes out, like most Meforshim learn over here, he comes out that the correct pshat of the Gemara is that you have to make a Birchas HaMitzvahs before and right before you do it, and therefore it's impossible to fill your mouth with water from the beginning, from the get-go, because you're going to end up messing up. You won't be able to make the Birchas HaMitzvahs on the inside. But the Chacham Tzvi over there speaks out, Be'em Tzadvorim, he says that even if you're going to say that Trumas HaLishke is only Darabonon and not Deraisa, so he's Mesubik about it. He said, even if you're going to say that the whole din is Midrabonon to separate out the Trumas HaLishke, and maybe it wouldn't be Choshev enough to make a Bracha, so Derafa Pekain, it definitely should be like any Mitzvah Darabonon, he says, that, you know, like Ner Chanukah and other Mitzvah Darabonons, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, that you do make a Bracha, Bracha Mitzvah Darabonon, and therefore, Chacham Tzvi really befeirsh, mentions this question, which he was also Mesubik about, if it's Deraisa or Darabonon to have to make a Trumas HaLishke. Maybe with the rice, so you could just, you know, grab some coins each day. That would suffice as well, without a special message from Talisha. But either way, Chacham Tzvi does feel that it would justify the making of Birchas HaMitzvahs, which is he's learned the Yerushalmi based upon this Birchas HaMitzvahs. One last point on this subject. The Rash Cirilio over here brings down the name of the Ravid. The Rash Cirilio has it with from the Kadmoinim, and he brings in a Ravid that the Ravid learned that when they spoke to him in order to ensure that he wasn't taking anything in his mouth, they spoke to him, they only spoke to him at the beginning and the end, when he's walking in and walking out, and they didn't speak to him in the middle why he's doing the Trumas HaLishke. Why? Because since he has to make a Birchas HaMitzvahs, that's the Ravid understood, you make a Birchas HaMitzvahs, and therefore it can be a hefsik between the Bracha and the Mitzvah, not only if you talk between the bracha and the mitzvah, the beginning of the mitzvah, but the entire time of doing the mitzvah as well. So that's the Ravid learnt up, and therefore the whole time he's doing the mitzvah, he's not able to talk b'chlal, because it's going to end up messing and be mafsik the brachas mitzvah that he made at the beginning. So therefore, the only thing they could do is talk to him at the beginning before he started, and at the end on the way out, which pastors should be sufficient, you know, because you'll see how he talks. Evidently, there wasn't putting any coins in his mouth, because they probably could, I guess it would be noticeable in the talking, whatever, you know, that he has coins. Eshehir, that's how the Ravid learns in the Yerushalmi, and the Rashi Tzvilio does not like this Ravid at all. The Rashi Tzvilio tain is that it's Bechlal not Mashma that way in the Yerushalmi, and particularly in the Sefta, which is true, by the way. The Lashon is that they used to talk with him from the beginning he went in, Misho Sheho Nichnas Ad Sheho Sheho Yoytze. I mean, that's the Mamash the Lashon, Misho Sheho Nichnas Ad Sheho Sheho Yoytze. It's actually quite hard to read it, like the Ravid says, that they actually had the whole time he was doing the Truman, they weren't talking. They just did a talk on the way in and the way out, which is really not Mashma like that. So the Rashi Tzvilio learns they talked with him the whole time. I'm going to point out on this just a basic point, and that is that Pashtus, the Machloikas, the Ravid, the Rashi Tzvilio, as to whether they're able to talk and whether he could talk really with them while he's in the middle of doing the Haramo, the middle of doing Tzimtzum HaLishka, the Pashtus, that would really depend on the big Machloikas Rishayim, which has been brought down, for example, in the Rosh, in the beginning of the Masechta Pesachim, in Perek Aleph, Lasim, and Yud. So there, the Rosh discusses the idea of the Birchas Bidikas Chometz, which is a bracha of Abir Chometz and Birchas Mitzvahs that you make before you start the Bidikas Chometz. And the Rosh brings down over there that there were some that learned that you're not allowed to talk until you finish the whole Bidika. Mamash also, the whole time that you do the Bidika, you can't talk at all. And some were Moisif, Yesh Moisif, and that if you did talk in the middle, you have to make another bracha, because any talking that you do, even not just between the bracha and the beginning of the Bidika, which for sure you can't talk, but even the entire time you're doing the Bidika, according to these Yesh Mephorshim, they held that the moment that you talk, you mess up the Shaychus, the Bracha, to the end of the Bedikah, and you have to make another second Bracha. The Rosh over there disagrees at this point, and the Rosh Tain is over there that it's not correct. And he says that we find in a sukkah, for example, that certainly a person makes a bracha, a shekh d'shanu, on the yeshiva sukkah, and he's not mechuyev to refrain from talking the entire time he's in the sukkah till he finishes, because the Rosh Tain is that once you're ready osuk in the mitzvah, the bracha already was chal in the beginning of the mitzvah, so it's not necessary to refrain from talking once you're already involved in the mitzvah. And he says that certainly by, in his opinion, by B'dikas Chometz and other mitzvahs will be the same thing, that once it started and the bracha was directly shayach without any hefzik to the beginning of the mitzvah, that's a faces and you can talk in the middle, and that's the Dimba Vidikas Chometz. The Rosh just ends up, he comes out, the Lachatchila, it's correct to be Zohir if I'm not talking, because a person has to be very, very careful, Losim Eliboy, to avoid the called the Churum Mustakim, all the crevices, but that's the only reason why it's better not to talk. But Min HaDin, there's no Hefzik in the opinion of the Rosh, and not like the Yesh Mephorshim that he brings. The pastors, you really see over here this concept of a person, you know, this guy, this person in the Shumas HaLishka, say he makes the Brach and immediately begins. According to the Rosh Hashita, comment that once he began being also at the beginning of the Esek of the Mitzvah, he could already talk, because talk while you're doing the Mitzvah is not a problem. Mashen came according to the Esher Forshim of the Rosh, it will come out that he wouldn't be able to talk the entire time until he's done, because that's what they hold of B'dikas Chometz, and that's Pashtus, a rule according to them, that you have to refrain from talking all the way to the end of the Mitzvah. So Pashtus, it's very Yitachain, that that's the Machloikas between the Rashi Tzvilio and the Ravid over here. The Ravid, hell, like those who say you can't talk all the way to the end, and that's like the Esher Forshim of the Rosh by B'dikas Chometz. That's why he said you can't. He can't talk to you during that time, all the way till he's done. Now, Shenkin, according to the Rashi Tzvilio, he held presumably like the Rosh, and those who learn that you just can't talk till you start. So, okay, so you make the Bracha Mitzvah and quickly start. It's not a big deal. And once you are started and being involved in the Shemot HaLishka, it's already mutter to talk while you're doing the Shemot HaLishka, which that would be fitting. That is the Shita of the Rashi Tzvilio over here. The Mishnah goes on, in Halacha Gimel, the Mishnah says that this is based on Gamliel, that the person was Nichnas, the Shikloi Bein Etzbo Oisov, the Zarka Lifnei Atoyrim. In other words, since they were in the house of the Nasi, they had special privileges, like a VIP privileges, and therefore they wanted their coin, their specific Master Shekel coin, the coin they were giving, that it should go not and become not part of the Shirayim, the leftover stuff, but it should become utilized, the coin itself, their coin be utilized for the Krovas HaKorbanis, so therefore he would go in with the shekel on the fingers, he would throw it in front of the Torah, and the Torah would kind of stoop it in and make sure that it got stooped into the place where those shekel coins were that are being used for the kabonis, the truma coins. So there's a little bit of a trick over there that was done just in order to ensure, because they had the chashivas, the basic amliel, to ensure that that coin was used in the etzem akrovas akrobonis. There's a little bit of a mystifying thing over here, and it's really discussed in the Mikdash David in Kodshim Simin Chof Ois Yud. The Mikdash David raised the question of whether there is any real chashivas in that at all. I mean, is that meaningful in any way? It does seem in the Mishnah that it was meaningful. There's a mile in that, evidently. But he raises the shaila, and what are you going to say, Zokta? I mean, if my coins were used for akrovas kabonis and your coins were used for shirayim, does that mean that I have, you know, with my carbon tzibur, the tamid that's brought today is going to be mine, and the tamid that's brought today, tomorrow, whatever, that's not yours, because for you, you know, your coins went to the shirayim. And that really makes sense. I mean, ultimately, of course, it's not like that, Zokta, you know. Avada Gans Klal Yisrael, since their coins were clawless, went ahead toward producing this Trumas Halishka and the Hakrovas HaKobonis Tzibur, and therefore we all should submit, and we all have a Shaychus, and we have a Chaluk and the Kobonis Tzibur of every single day. Even if my coin was part of the Shirayim, it doesn't make a difference. I'm still a Bailum, like any year is a Bailum, son of the Kobonis Tzibur. So what really is the difference? It isn't really logical, this thing. I mean, was it an idiosyncrasy on the basis of Aliel, or was there Etzem Maila Taka Nuchas Kochim, that their coin is the one that was used? This is his question, the Midrash David. So he says, and he brings what pastors is really a riot to this thing, that in fact, although there's no doubt that Kol Yisroel, all of the Shaychus to the Korban, and they're all part of the Bailums on the Korban, and every Korban is Sibir, regardless of whether your coin was specifically used or not, but Afal Pi Kain, there is a greater, like a bigger Shem Bailum than the person whose coin was used to purchase that Korban. Although it seems very surprising, there's actually a clear riot to this thing in Hiryas Davov, and this is discussed by the Mikdash David. Now that's the chat, and this is over here too. The Beis Galil, he wanted to have the special, bigger Shem Bailum, but it came by virtue of his coin being used, and therefore he had a privilege, a VIP privilege, to ensure that he put it for the Torah, who had stopped it in, make sure his coin goes, because this is a milah and a greater bilus in the Kabbalah HaTzibur if your coin was used. The Midrash David says that you really see this thing in Hiryas Davov. The Gemara over there, without getting into the whole, it's a whole long sugi there, but the Maisa, what comes out of the Gemara is that the Gemara is trying to work out that a Chata Shemesa by Leah, normally the halacha is that if you have a Korban Chatas and the owner died before the Hakrava, so the Chatas has to be left to die. It's one of the Kabbalah HaMesos. The Chatas Shemesa by Leah, so it's left to die. However, this does not apply to a Chatas Sibur. That's what the Gemara is working out. There's a concept called Ain't Sibur Mesim, that Sibur doesn't die as a whole. So whatever it is, by a Korban Sibur, there's no concept of a Chatas Shemesa by Leah. So the Gemara says over there like this, that one nafgamino of this discussion might be by the Seer Regolim Veroshi Chadoshim, which is types of Kabbalah Chatas that are brought in the context of a Musaf, the Korban Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, the Korban Musaf on the Regel. They had a series in Mechel Chatas Hashem, they had a Korban Chatas, which is a Chatas HaTzibur. And the Gemara says like this, where does the Chatas HaTzibur get paid for? Which money did it come? So the Gemara says, Hariyas Davav, that it comes from Shumas HaLishka. The Torah tells us that Chatas HaTzibur is purchased. It's a regular Musaf Korban. It's purchased from Shumas HaLishka coins. For acting Gemara, a remarkable question. V'dilma Mesu Marayhu Dehani Zuzi. Maybe the owner of that monies is dead. In other words, you are going with certain coins and purchasing a carbon, which that's going to be a chatas and brought for the tzibur. Maybe the person who gave in those coins has died, which the Rosh, which is printed on the side of the page, Mitzvah Tahirius, over the end of Vav, he says, Dilma Mesu Oysam Sheshoklu Hashkolim Shelokhuba and Oysan Asirim. You hear? In other words, that those specific shekels, the people who gave those coins that you used to purchase, maybe they're dead. And in other words, they weren't having it was therefore that we should say that that's a chatas shemesa by leha, and maybe you never really know, and you don't know who was the one who gave those coins, and maybe he's dead. So the Gemara at the beginning is saying, okay, that's not a problem because chatas tzibur doesn't have this din, and it's a chatas tzibur that we're talking about. There's no such thing as the bailum dying. And the Gemara says on that, you know what? We come out yikir madcha, like the Rosh over there speaks out the yikir madcha, that the people who gave the coins have a cheskas chai. That's what the Rosh explains them shasugya have a cheskas chai, and therefore there's no reason to be choishes that maybe that they're dead. Okay, so in other words. But what do you see from here, says the Mikdash David? And you see from here an incredible thing. It's mamash an incredible thing. That even though the korban as a whole is considered to be a korban tzibur, and the musif, the chatas series, and the chatas, these are korbanos tzibur, and the whole tzibur is a miskaper from that korban. The whole tzibur gets a kapara from the korban and is a miskaper. But afal pi kain, there's a specific, unique, specific shem bailam on the person whose coins went into purchasing that korban, which is why in Hilchas Chatas Shemesa by Leah, the discussion was on that guy. We're coming out. There's no lechatas shemesa by leah, it's a carbon simmer. But Batsam, there was a tzad to say that if that toirein, that person who gave those coins that you're purchasing, if that guy died, then perhaps we would say that it has a din of a chadash shemesa by Eliyahu. So you see this thing, Zot HaMidrash David, that the person who gave those coins is a very specific Shem Ba'ilam, aside from the Klaliyistika Shem Miskapi, the guns Klaliyus will have by the Korban HaTzibur, and that's the point over here with the Shabbos HaGalil, they wanted to have that specific Hashivas of being the specific Ba'ilam, and that's where they had this setup where they would put it in front of the coin, in front of this guy, and he would be Doich Voit and make it go with the Torum Dika coins. The mission goes on and discusses the Seder of how the Trumas Halishka was done, and this mission is elaborated on by Toisus and Kedushin Daf Nun Dalad and Aleph, who goes through it step by step. A number of Mefarshim paraphrase the Toisus over here, and let's just go through this thing kind of briefly. I'll be the Toisus and what he explains in the mission over here. So basically, the way Toisus explains is that Beprois HaPesach, which is the first of the three Trumas Halishkas, that's the beginning of Nisan, half a month before Pesach. The Beprois HaPesach, the person, the Toirim, comes in with the three Kupois of Sholosh. Shoish saw him each. Each of the kupois is three saw's size, and he's toireim from the coins that have been the Truma Chadash, obviously, that have been placed in the Lishka. And those coins that are bought that you're going to use to purchase the Kabbanas HaTzibur from now until the Price HaTzeres, which is a half a month until Shavuos. These coins are, once you take the Truma from them, the remainder coins are Shirayim, and therefore they are past this puzzle from the puzzle from being utilized again. So therefore, like the Mishnah speaks over here, we put these special katav. They put these special things upon the coins in order to ensure that you won't get confused and end up being turned from them again. Now, new coins come in from people a little further away, and those new coins that come in, like we get into, so those coins are also in the Truma Chadasha. They have not been made into Shirayim, obviously, they weren't there when it took the last Truma, and those coins get dumped on top of the Katav Liyois, and when it comes Shavuos time, Price HaShavuos, so I do my second Truma Tzalishka from the new coins, and once again, anything that's left over from those three kupois is going to be considered shirayim, and I put the kavatav liyos on top. And then when it comes price hasukois, price achag before, so half a month before sukkah. So once again, you do the shemitah lishka, and that's supposed to last you from there till the end of the year. Which, by the way, is pretty long. Obviously, the last one lasts you the longest amount. It's has to last you all from sukkahs all the way half price hasukois all the way from there until the end of the year. It's basically 6 months. Now. What happens if the person Taka runs out? You run out, and the Behektish runs out of these from the three kupois. It wasn't maspik from the price chag, the beginning of Tishrei, all the way till the end of the year. So that's discussed by the Yushalmi over here on the Medbeis on Tesamid Beis, and the Yushalmi actually brings a machloikas in the Tanakam and Rameir, which is described over there in Kedushin Nundalad. It seems the machloikas of Yehuda, the Tanakam over here, Yehuda and Rameir. So machloikas 2 days of what you're supposed to do. Taisus brings down the name of the Yushalmi, which we'll see is a little different from what we have. Taisus brings the name of the Yushalmi that the Tanakhama holds Choyzer V'Toyreim. In other words, what you do is you make a fourth Truma, the guy goes again a fourth time into the Lishka, and he makes a fourth Truma Choyzer V'Toyreim from the Truma Salishka. Now, what are you going to get these where are you getting these coins from? Remember that according to the Tanakhama, I can't just go in and make a Truma from those coins that were made into Shirayim on the third go-round, because he holds that those coins turned into Shirayim and they no longer have a Kedushas Korban at all. They turned into Shirayim. And you wouldn't be able to use those coins for a fourth. So Taisa speaks of a Feirish over there, Mamash Feirish and Kedushin and Dalit, that those coins that we're using for the fourth Truma are coins that were from people who were really far away and didn't come until after Sukkot, which apparently was such a thing. Those coins, our pastor is not going to be included in any Truma Talishka unless it happens to come out that we needed to do a fourth one, in which case we're Takadaf going to use the new coins that are brought in after the third Truma in the price HaChag. So then is how Taisa speaks out. That's the Tanakama Shita, otherwise known as the Behuda. In the Sechta Kedushin. However, Rav Meir obviously disagrees with that, and we'll talk a little better. Rav Meir holds Yikach Men Hashirayim, like the Yishami brings down over here, and the Baal in Kedushin Nundal, that Rav Meir holds that you could actually do a second Truma from the Shirayim. Now we'll Mitzvah get into that point. This is how Tois basically sets up the Sugya. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Shekel HaKodesh, in the Bir Halacha, in Perek Beis Halacha Vov, so Rav Chaim Kanievsky over there, Tain is that although Toisus Taka says over there that you have to be Choyzer V'Toyreim, he says that the Yushalmi by us has a different Gersa. Toisus quotes in the Yushalmi that you're Choyzer V'Toyreim, you do a fourth Truma according to the Tanakhama. However, Chaim Kanievsky says that our Gersa in the Yushalmi is Choyzer V'Shoykel, which seems to mean that you give new shekel. And Taka brings down that the Rash Cirilio here, which happens to be bamish directly in the Korban Eidah, right here on the page, that the Rash Cirilio in the Korban Eidah, Taka learned up the Yushalmi up the our Gersa, it means something else. It means that you can make a whole new collection. In other words, the Ainu, that we are not, in fact, assuming according to the Agirsa that there's more coins that come in so late that it's even after Sukkot, and we have to make it go through another collection. We collect more coins. Everybody make a whole collection. Everybody has to bring more coins to the Beis HaMikdash because we need new ones in order to last us through the big inflation, the price of cows and sheep went up, and you need to have more money in the Mikdash. So you make a new Chayz V'Shekel, you're going for a new Shekel Gevir to last you through the end of the year. This is how the Girsa is in our Yerushalmi. Chayz V'Shekel, and that's how the Rosh Tzivilio and the Korban Eidah learn Alpi our Girsa. Mashenkin, the Toysis was Girsa, it's a different Girsa in Yerushalmi. Chayz V'Toyim, which means you take the existing, which is not Mamash existing, in other words, he learns up Toysis that more coins will come in that from the this existing Shekel Gevir, which they hadn't been in yet, they're from very far away places, and those are the coins, according to the Tanakhama, that are going to produce the third, the fourth Trumas HaLishka. Now, Rav Meir, of course, argues on this thing. Rav Meir holds, and instead of making a fourth Trumas HaLishka from a new coin, so he tells us, says, or to make a new Gevir, according to the Rash Cirilio, rather, according to Rav Meir, you go back to the Shirayim, the leftover coins, and you take from those coins itself. Now, those coins turned into Shirayim, and Pashtus, they no longer have a Kedushas Korban at all. So, Taka, the Yushami Be'er speaks out, Shahoyer Rav Meir Oymim Moyel in the Shirayim. The Rav Meir, in fact, used to say that there really is a Din Me'ilah on Shirayim. He held that those Shirayim coins do, in fact, retain the Kedushas Korban, and they don't say whether he lost the Kedushas Korban because he made the Truma and only the Truma coins of Kedushas Korban, and these are just leftovers. So we don't say that according to the Meir, there's Me'ilah even on the Shirayim itself. The Abasha Inkin, the Rashi really speaks out of it here that according to the Chachamim, those coins are redefined that they no longer are going to be used for Hektish because we'll see later on, Mr. Shem, in the next Perek, that the remainder coins, the Shirayim coins, are going to go to needs of the city. Choyim Asiru Migdolei Sel, a different city, municipal needs for Yerushalayim. And Meir, they no longer have a Kedushas Korban at all. Like the Rav Cirilio, and therefore there's certainly no Me'ilah on those coins according to the Chum. Then Mr. Har Ephraim over the Matazach to try to figure out to pinpoint what precisely is the Yisoid of Rav Meir's Shita and what exactly in what point does he argue on the Tanakhama. The Ephraim points out that there's actually a Gemara before Reshes, an explicit sugya in the Yushalmi, in the next Perek, in Perek Dal Halacha Beis. The Yushalmi says that even though Rav Meir holds at Moilim B'Shirayim, that Taka, there is Me'ilah on these remainder coins, and in fact, you'll be able to take more coins if you need it and use it for the next components, but that's only till the end of the year. Once you hit the next year, once it's Shana Sha'avar, once these coins turn into last year's coins, because it hit the next year, so then, according to Rav Meir, there's no Me'ilah any longer on those coins, and they don't have any Me'ilah once it hits the next year. Only when it's this year is a Me'ilah on the coins. And the Har Ephraim says that sounds like a very mystifying thing. You know, Me'ilah means there was a level of Kedusha, and this level is still there on those Shirayim coins, and therefore there's still Me'ilah. Good. I mean, so what does it vanish? I mean, it sounds very startling. I mean, it's certainly a startling concept. There's no question about it. You know, that the moment that the pass over into the next year, all of a sudden the Kedusha somehow miraculously vanishes in some way from these coins, and there's no longer Me'ilah on that. A very surprising thing, and how do you understand the Meir Shita precisely? So the Ephraim says an important point, and we'll say it over the Tamsas Advorim, just the fundamental Yesoid. The Ephraim Tainas, the Be'emet says that the Me'ilah we're talking over here, right? This Me'ilah is a Me'ilah of Kedushas Dom L'Mizbeach. In other words, any time I have and some Kadosh Dika entity, that its job is to produce a carbon, so there is a Me'ilah on that. That's a category of Me'ilah, is the Me'ilah of those Kadosh, the Kedush Hektish objects which are supposed to be producing a carbon. The Zonkta Ephraim. Once you take out the Trumas HaLishka, the coins that are in the kupois, those coins, they manage have a Kedushas Dom L'Mizbeach. That's a special category of Kedusha discussed a number of times in Zvochim, in the Sugis, in the Chodshim, Dom L'Mizbeach. And Dom L'Mizbeach coins definitely have a Me'ilah because their destiny is to go toward Karbonis. But Zok there, that's all when the coins are in the baskets. They're Trumas HaLishka coins in the baskets. Masha'im King Zok there, the coins before they are in the baskets, before the Trumas HaLishka, Dom, you dump everybody's Masa Shekel coins directly into the Lishka. He says, those coins, at the moment a person is makdish the coin, and he's makdish it, and he makes a Masa Shekel coin, and it's put into the Lishka, those coins do not yet have a Kedushas Dom L'Mizbeach, because there's no certainty in any way that it's going to go toward the Mizbeach. You know, it might be end up being leftover coins, and eventually find itself being used for Tzorach HaHir, for Chaim HaSirim Migdol HaSeh. So, those coins don't yet have a Kedushas Dom L'Mizbeach. However, he says, despite that, and he brings an explicit Rambam that says clearly, that the coins already have a Me'ilah on them when they were in the Lishka, even if they not yet have any Trumas HaLishka done yet, and there was a Trumas HaLishka done, but the moment that the coins are placed into the Lishka, the moment you makdish those coins, even though they don't have Kedushas, it's a special Kedusha, Kedushas Machsa Shekel, which has a din to be toirim from there and produce from out of there a set of coins that have done with Beach. But the Kedushas Machsa Shekel itself, since its destiny is to produce eventually from within itself, to produce a Kedushas carbon, so therefore all of these coins have a din mi'il on them, because they have that destiny and that ability that they should be producers of a Kedushas carbon. So there, that's good, and that works until you do the Trumas HaLishka. Once you finish Trumas HaLishka, right, so now the remainder coins are Shirayim coins, and they have no destiny to become a carbon. And according to the Rabbanon, we're never going back to those coins. The Rabbanon have a Hanhoga, they don't go back to leftover coins. If we ever need new stuff, even if after the third Trumah you need new stuff, you're just going to have to make either a new Gviyah, or you're going to have to make a new Trumah on the new coins that came in. Whatever coins are left over are Shirayim, we're never going back to. Since we're never going back to those coins, they don't have a destiny of becoming a carbon, and they don't have any destiny, any asidus of producing a carbon, and maybe they lose their dinmi illo coin to Rabbanon. Remeyer Zokter holds that I would go back if I have a necessity. I go back to the Shirayim, because according to Remeyer, that's my din. I'm not going to make new coins, a new Gvi, anything like that. I'll go back to the Shirayim. So come to Chayt, that according to Remeyer, even after I do my Tshuma, I didn't absolutely determine that those remainder coins, those Shirayim coins, are going to be Ois Kedushas carbon, because in reality, if I need, I'll go back to those coins and bring a carbon and bring more money for carbonus from them. Mela coin to Mela, those coins remain as potential producers of carbon, and therefore they remain with Adin Me'ila. Oh, but that's all Zok there only till the end of the year. Because once you hit the next year, and the din is that you can't utilize these coins for next year's carbonus, because Chadesh Vahavi, carbon Mitzvah Chadosha, like we had in the beginning of the Masechta, you have to have for the next year's coins when you're producing next year's carbons. Kumtois, once I hit the next year, these coins have no debt. Destiny. They don't have any destiny to produce any carbon b'chlal. So he says like this, the Har Ephraim, the tainach, the coins in the baskets, they have an etzem kedushas. Their kedusha is dom l'mizbeach. That's their kedusha. That's who we label their kedusha. Those coins are intrinsically a din of a me'ila. But the coins that are in the lishka, according to a mayor, the Shirayim coins, the remainder coins that are in the lishka, those coins didn't have an intrinsic kedushas mizbeach on the coins. It was just that they had a din to eventually potentially produce a carbon from them, and that's what gave it the Me'ilah. So according to Meir, that will last only till the end of the year and not into the next year, because when the next year, these already become old shekels. They become Shkolim Yishonim, the old shekels from the previous year, which cannot be used for producing next year's carbonus. Since they lose all potential and all ability of it to have a destiny to produce carbons, that's Shatner Meir. Yemoylem Yishraim till the end of the year, when it could still be used potentially to produce a carbon. Once it's the next year, the Gemara says later in the fourth parak, Halacha Beis, it cannot have any Me'ilah on them anymore. And the reason is because now it's determined from then on that these coins are not going to be potentially producing any possible carbon.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.